Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is a bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Now, as ever, let's begin by banging these bongos.
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Hello, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Today, we've got a proper little treat for you. We're taking you to the seaside, to an art competition down on the south coast in Worthing, no less. And it's called the Worthing Portrait Artist of the Year. Where they got their name from, I'll never know. Well, it's happening at the venue, which is an absolutely beautiful old church in the middle of town. There'll be 9 artists that will be painting 3 sitters for 4 hours. And those sitters have only just been announced. It's the radio DJ Mike Reed, singer Chris Simmons, and there's an artist and podcast host, Gary Mansfield. Yeah, Claire Verney, the founder, invited me along to be one of the sitters. But because of my fuller figure, shall we say, the poor artist painting me will end up using a bit more paint than the others. It's going to be a great day and I'm absolutely looking forward to it. Well, a week or so ago, I was doing a studio visit with good friend of the podcast, Alison Lapper, who also lives in Worthing. Well, en route, I popped in to see the founder, Kathy Verney, to find out a little bit more about the Worthing Portrait Artist of the Year. So please, join me sitting round the kitchen table of an absolutely beautiful home with Miss Kathy Verney.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. We're here today to talk about the Worthing Portrait Artist of the Year competition.
That's right, yes, I organise it.
Could you tell us how you come about starting it and when it was?
It was back in 2017, I started volunteering at what was St Paul's. It's a Grade 2 star listed building, deconsecrated church in Chapel Road.
Nice.
Which was being run by a group of trustees as an art centre and music venue. And we supported other charities, we rented rooms out. And we needed to raise money. And so I came up with the idea, having loved the Sky Arts version.
Of course.
And knowing Kathleen, I used to work with her. I came up with the idea that we do something along the lines of Portrait Artist of the Year. It was working alongside Anthony, who runs Coast Cafe, where we developed the idea, because originally I didn't think they would allow us to do a live event. I thought it would be people dropping their portraits in, we'd have an exhibition and we could vote for the winner. But then Anthony, thinking along the same lines as me, said, well, why don't we do the live version and get them to paint for 4 hours and we'll bring sitters in and and we'll do that way. So that's what we did. And so I've been organising it from day one.
Brilliant. So what's your art journey? How did you become interested in the arts?
Oh, right from a very young age.
Was it?
Oh, yes. The first thing that really got me going was I was about eight and I was living in Belgium. I was brought up in Belgium and I was in the car with my mum and my sister, and the car hit black ice one winter and skidded into a tree. And the house where it happened, the lady came out and invited us in, and we had to call the police. You have to call the police for every accident. And we were in there having a drink, waiting for them to turn up. And I used her bathroom, and her bathroom was tiled from floor to ceiling in the most amazing tiles of butterflies, dragonflies, birds. And I was amazed, and I spoke to her about it and said, "I love your bathroom." And she was a tile designer.
Wow.
And that's, for a long time, that's what I wanted to do. Until I discovered at art college I was rubbish at pottery.
How old were you when you saw the tiles?
Eight.
Isn't it great when something can just get you like that?
Yeah, and I started drawing after that.
Brilliant.
I drew all sorts of things. I copied pictures. I drew my cat. And art became my first love, really, alongside sport.
Yeah.
It was sport and art for me. That's all that really mattered. And then when I had to stop the sport, I carried on with the art. And after studying for a number of years, I moved up to London. My sister had a room available where she was living, so I could get a job. I almost got my perfect job.
Which was?
Working for a French company, designing brochures for a cruise ship.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's quite niche.
So I could use my French, I could use my design skills, and I had the opportunity of free cruises.
Okay. Yeah, but it didn't quite sound so good at first.
Yeah, but I had the job until he met the last person.
The
last person he interviewed put me to it.
Wow.
He had experience and I didn't.
And you've hated that person ever since.
Yes, I did. Yeah. But I still used my skills throughout all the work I did. I designed templates, I designed letterheads, business cards, proofread all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I organised events, corporate events, all the Christmas do's, all the customer events.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't really till we moved down here in 2011. I'd had a knee operation and I was facing the other knee being operated on, and I'd been made redundant from my job. So Mike just said, "Well, we're moving somewhere new." I didn't know this area at all.
Yeah.
And so I just enjoyed some time out, got the operation done, went round exploring, taking pictures. A friend of mine saw them and said, "Oh, you should do something with those, turn them into postcards or something." So I did, and started selling them locally. And then 2016, I did a glass course with a local artist, and she invited me into her open house for Worthing Artist Trail. And so I got a few more bits together for that, and my work went down really well. And so she came and saw the outbuilding and said that would be perfect for me to turn into a studio. So
nice.
That's what we did. And the following year, I started running my own open house.
You say you've done a glass cup class.
I've done a couple. This was Glass Fusion.
Okay.
Which is where you put things on a glass coaster and you melt it.
Yeah.
And then I have done stained glass as well, but that was with somebody else.
And you still work with glass now?
I do, yeah. I want to find more time to do it because it's lovely. I love mosaics, I love sewing, I love all sorts of crafts. So photography's my first love.
Yeah.
I won't ever stop my photography.
Nice.
But the crafting I like, and I bring that into my work sometimes by decoupaging my images onto things. And
superb. So how did you become connected with a venue?
That's through my first open house that I hosted here, because Heather, who was the curator at St. Paul's at the time, ran a competition to do a post exhibition. And I submitted a piece of work, which she chose to put in the exhibition. So when I dropped it off, I could see she was a little overwhelmed with everything. So I offered to stay on and give her a hand for an hour. I was there all afternoon, and I've been there ever since.
Good job you don't get paid on an hourly rate, eh?
I know. You get nothing for being a volunteer there.
So 2017 was the first Worthing Portrait Artist?
No, it was 2018. 2017 we came up with the idea and the concept, and we put it into action to host it in March 2018.
Okay.
We advertised to promote the event. We had an article and an interview done in the local Inside magazine, which was running at the time, and we publicised it to artists, and luckily we'd been donated some money, so at that time we had cash to give as a prize, although we didn't divulge that at the time. We didn't want anybody coming in for the money. So yeah, we invited submissions, and then we decided who the judges were going to be, and at that time it was me, David, Heather and Anthony, I think. And we started off with 15 artists, which I always thought was too many, but we went with 15. And so we had five artists painting a sitter each.
Yeah.
And we had quite a lot of entries the first year. It was quite overwhelming, and we had difficulty pinning it all down.
Yeah,
so in the end, we'd elected 10 or something, so we all went for one more each. And my wild card ended up winning it. So I'm quite pleased with that one. And then the second year we did it, I was running it with a committee then. And we reduced it down to 12 artists because it gave them just a little bit more room.
Yeah,
they didn't
yeah.
have nasty angles
yeah.
to work from. And that was just as popular. And a lot of new people were coming to see it, and they were amazed by it. They loved the concept.
Yeah.
And it's just gone on from there.
And is it people just living in Worthing can apply?
No, the first year we kept it open, and we were getting interest from all over. And we thought, because it is Worthing, we needed to think about the boundary.
Yeah.
So the second time we did it in 2019, we restricted it to 20 miles, within 20 miles of Worthing. So it covered Brighton, it covered Chichester and Bognor Horsham.
Okay.
So you had all of that area. We still get interest from people in Kent, London.
Of course.
I even had one this year from Paris, because she was going to be in Worthing at the time.
Yeah, it's a little more than 20 miles away. The previous winners...
Mm.
Have any of them continued creating art?
Oh, yes. I mean, the first winner, Steve Mort Hill, I've got a piece of his work in the hall, actually. He's still painting. He took part in Sky Arts Portrait Artist of the Year a couple of years ago. 2019...
Not a patch on the Worthing edition, though, right?
No. He was much
better. And how did he do on there?
I don't think he got through anywhere.
Yeah.
The 2019 winner was Mark Oliver, who's actually one of our judges this year.
Nice.
He went on Sky Arts last year, and the portrait version, and was a finalist.
Oh, nice.
And he's developed his own style, which is almost cubism. It's all angular stuff. It's lovely. I love it. It's very unusual style, but it really works. And I really enjoyed watching him get right through. So I'm delighted he's going to be a judge this year. And then, obviously, we didn't do 2020. Last year's winner, Dominic, and he's involved with the Horsham Art Group and art events up there.
How many painters do you have now?
9. We reduced it down to 9, partly because of COVID and everything needing space. But we just felt it just gave people more room.
Yeah, it feels like a much easier number to work
yes.
with. Like you said before, everyone's got a better view of the sitter.
Yes. Yeah.
The 2022 artists,
mm-hmm.
there's 9 of them.
Yeah.
Would you like to give them a little shout out?
Yeah, why not? The first one we have is Joanna Wenska and Cecilia Lewis, Steve Carroll, Jake Fern, Hannah Singleton, Roger Krentz, Ray Skingley, Kathy Page, and Jock Peebles.
Brilliant.
One of those is the winner. And you'll have to come on the night to see who it'll be.
I mean, I know it's too late for anyone listening now, but for next year, how would they go about joining, applying?
Well, if they follow our Instagram or Facebook, it's the Venue Worthing Facebook or the Venue Worthing website. And the Instagram is WPAOTY. Yeah, so they can follow that and they'll get all the updates and things. But we'll start promoting it again as soon as we've got it organised.
Yeah.
So there'll be a poster outside the venue first off. It will go out on the website. It will go out on all social media. I put it out on What's on Sussex, all the Facebook groups in and around the area. It goes to a whole load of art groups.
Brilliant.
All around the area as well that I'm connected with. So I think it's quite well publicised.
Yeah. When this comes out, it will be 3 or 4 days prior to the event happening.
Yeah, okay.
So more importantly, how can people attend if they want to attend?
The event this year is Friday the 21st of October.
Okay.
Tickets have been on sale since the 6th of September through C-Tickets. They're £10 and it includes a free drink on arrival. I think this year, because we're going to allocate probably a few more tickets than last year, we might be able to get people on the door.
Nice.
Harry might smack me for that, but I'm pretty sure we can allow people to pay on the night.
Yeah.
But it's probably best to guarantee a ticket entry by going on to see tickets and looking up Worthing Portrait Artist of the Year.
What time does it start?
The doors open at 4:30.
Okay.
We start introducing the sitters about 10 to 5, and then at 5 o'clock the painting starts.
Okay. And then how long does the painting go on for?
The painting is over a 4-hour period, but we have a 30-minute break in the middle.
Nice.
When the painting finishes, the sitters have the opportunity to review their 3 portraits.
Yeah.
And they'll be asked to choose their favourite. And then the judging will take place. And we have the winner and 2 runners-up. The prizes are donated by C. White of Brighton. And all the printing and publicity is done through Subway EPS.
Brilliant.
In Worthing.
And what are the prizes? Great. Is it being made public or not?
The prizes, as of last year, the winner has a trophy plus a few goodies, and the runners-up get a whole load of goodies from C. White.
Hello. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you just said. I was concentrating on the cat that was coming towards me. Hello, mate.
You are a basketball little girl, aren't you?
That's brilliant.
Don't you?
You said that from the start as well, didn't
yeah.
you? That's completely thrown me. So that is October the 21st.
Mm-hmm. 4:30, and we start introducing the sitters about 10 to 5. And then the painting starts at 5 for a couple of hours. You get a 5-minute break every hour.
Okay.
And then we have a 30-minute break in the middle for food, and the artists can go off and get some fresh air. So it finishes generally about 9:30, 20 to 10.
Hmm.
And then you see your portraits.
Nice.
And you can comment on them, and you'll be asked to choose which one you like
wow.
best. And then the judging will take place, and we put the top 3 up on stage and introduce them as the runners-up and the winner. The winner receives a trophy and a few goodies, and then the runners-up get a whole load of goodies.
Brilliant.
From C-Whites.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So that is Friday the 21st
mm-hmm.
at 4:30
mm-hmm.
at the Venue in Worthing.
Yep.
Perfect.
If you've got an exhibition or any other creative project within the arts, or even just want to promote your own artwork, you could do that in podcast form similar to the one you've just listened to. They start at a convenient price point that is comfortable for any artist working on a budget. This podcast itself is created by working artists, and we know how important that is. So to find out more information, you can email us on ministryofartsorg@gmail.com or on Instagram at ministryofarts.org. Ta-da!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.